You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Liza, and this is our last segment for this show. We call it our Community Connection segment. Liza, you have us involved in another fun activity to build our community, don't you?
Of course I do.
I know. Never, I love that about you.
Never a dull moment.
Nope.
With all this free time that we have, right?
Exactly. So why don't you give everybody just a general explanation about this virtual town hall we're going to be hosting on Saturday, May 21st.
Yes, that is correct. Saturday, May 21st, we're going to have a virtual town hall for caregivers, and it's an opportunity for caregivers to connect. There'll be a series of questions that will be asked. And then how it's going to work is they can listen to us either on the radio or on the Devil Radio app, mm-hmm. and then they can join the town hall via chat. So what you want to do is go to our website, empoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
Okay.
You can register for the town hall there. They'll send you a link to fill out a survey after you register. And then the day of the town hall, you just get on your computer. We'll ask some questions. You can type in your responses, and then those responses will be collected anonymously, and okay. they will be used to promote change within our local and state government.
Okay. And we are not the only ones doing this, right?
No. A organization out of Chicago is put this together, mm-hmm. and there are town halls taking place throughout the country.
Okay. And the social studies teacher in me was like, all right, I get this, Liza. This is a town hall. Old school town halls, you would have the legislators, especially if they were running for re-election, come to literally the town hall in the town, and all of the constituents would show up and throw questions at them and tell them, you know, what was going on, what they were concerned about, and that was how the legislators got their information. So when you said it was going to be a virtual town hall, I was thinking, well, now that's interesting. Are we going to a town hall? No, we're not going to a town hall. So again, will you just kind of recap for everybody what's going to actually happen that day?
Sure. So what will happen that day is we are going to be live on the air.
Okay.
We're going to ask a series of questions for caregivers, and they can record their answers via the chat. You'll have access to the chat when you sign up, when you register.
Okay.
At the Empowered Caregiver community.com,
mm-hmm.
and so you can participate that way, so we can hear your story, what your needs are, and where we need to make changes.
So they aren't going to be actually on the air with us?
No, they will not be on the air, and in fact, it's not even really on Zoom, so you can wear your pajamas or wear nothing at all.
And we know that empowered caregivers might be doing that, right? Because
yes.
they've got a lot going on. They might not have time to take care of business.
Yes.
Okay, so I think I'm envisioning this. We're going to be live. What are we going to be doing on the radio show?
So on the radio show, we are going to be asking the questions that we will be asking in the chat as well. And then we're going to have some caregivers and
okay.
hopefully some legislators
mm-hmm.
in the office to hear what's going on the ground.
So what I'm understanding is that on Saturday, May 21st, during our 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock show, we're going to be talking with each other and some other caregivers that we are having in as guests, and hopefully a couple legislators. We've been reaching out, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed, especially since it's an election year, that we'll get some folks to actually come in live. And we'll all be talking about these different issues and responding to these questions about our concerns in the caregiving crusade, right? And then our listeners can be contributing by logging on through this link that they're going to get at our website and responding with their own stories and their own concerns into the chat.
You got it.
Okay. And from what I understand, we're going to take all those stories then, right, from our show and from the chat, and we're going to synthesize it, because this is what this woman in Chicago does, is we're going to synthesize it into some real clear highlights of this is what we need as caregivers, and we're going to share that with the people who have power.
Absolutely. That is our goal. And so we would love for all caregivers to attend the virtual hall May mm-hmm. 21st at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And again, the best way to do that, we're just going to keep emphasizing this, is go to our website, empoweredcaregivercommunity.com, register, and join us on Saturday, May 21st at 9 o'clock.
That is correct.
And I think it's going to be exciting because we're going to be able to actually have some specific tangible things to tell specific legislators about what needs to happen.
I agree. I know that there has been some talk, and you know, after listening to some of the people at the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, mm-hmm. it's kind of disheartening to hear the lawmakers say, yeah, I'm a caregiver as well, and then vote stuff down.
Right.
So we need to be that voice, right?
Right.
That's
exactly.
How things change.
Right. And if you're feeling like, well, I don't really understand all this political stuff, that's going to be the feature for many of our May shows, is we're going to be bringing in different people here in the community who have been advocates for the people that have disabilities, for the seniors, and now for the caregivers. And so it'll be a really fun series, I think, for informing people about what can actually be done to help us. One of the things that I read about was in the governor put together a task force asking what do family caregivers need. And one of the things they talked about was providing a tax break for somebody who has to interrupt their professional work and their work outside the home to actually become a family caregiver. That would have been huge for me in the last couple of years because I was trying to manage all of these roles and I wasn't doing it gracefully. I wasn't a good teacher, I wasn't a good parent, and I wasn't a good caregiver because there was too much. And what I needed to do was cut back on some of that time in the classroom so that I could be a better teacher, caregiver, and person on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of hats to wear. So the more support that we can get, the better off that we'll be. And you know, this is somewhat new. I feel like we are very grassroots in mm-hmm. our effort, bringing attention to the work that caregivers do. And caregiving isn't new, so why is this new? And it's really because the role of caregiver has changed through mm-hmm. the years. I mean, it takes on much more administrative time management yep. than it did in the past. And so I think it's important for our legislators to know that, sure, we'll do the work. We love the people that we're doing the work
exactly.
for. We'll do the work, no problem. But we need some support.
Exactly. You said it awesome, Liza.
Woo!
You guys, it's been another fun week talking about different things. Please see us next week. And as Lester Holt says, take care of yourself and each other.